Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that's often asked regarding Islam in general, meaning this problem is connected to Islam in general. This question is often asked by non-Muslims, especially those people who consider Islam to be a violent religion. They often mention this matter, this problem, to support their hypothesis and their idea, their belief that Islam is a violent religion. And that's a problem related to the relations between a husband and his wife in Islam. A lot of people say that, you know, Islam advocates violence towards women. It says that a husband can beat his wife. This is clearly mentioned in the Quran. And this is something they say. And they're referencing a verse in the Holy Quran, which is mentioned in Surah Nisa. This is the fourth verse of Surah Nisa. God Almighty says that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ As for those wives whose misconduct you fear, first advise them, and if ineffective, keep away from them in the bed, and as the last resort, beat them. Then if they obey you, do not seek any course of action against them. Indeed, Allah is all exalted, all great. This is a portion, of course, of verse 34. A lot of people say that this verse advocates violence towards, you know, women. Islam is a violent religion. Islam is a anti-feminine religion. And, you know, it doesn't allow any rights to women and so on and so forth. So today we're going to address this question. Before we begin, we'd like to say that, first of all, this verse is specifically related to one of the rights that God Almighty has given to a husband, and that is the right for him to enjoy his wife sexually and physically. It says that if a wife prevents her husband from enjoying, you know, sexual relations with her, then it prescribes and advocates a series of steps that this husband should take, right, by means of which he can secure his right. And let's go through and look at this verse and see what exactly it says. So, you know, from the get-go, we want to say that, first of all, this allowance of physical reprimand, responding to one's wife in a certain situation is not related to all cases. It's related to this specific case, and it's not mentioned. It's mentioned as a last resort. Right, so what are these steps that are mentioned in this verse? First of all, God says that one should advise these wives, talk to them, right? Explain to them, converse with them, try to convince them that what they're doing is wrong and it's against, the actual marriage bond that, you know, God has formed between these two people. If in this situation, even with this advice that this husband gives in this conversation and this, you know, counseling, you could say that counseling that they undergo in order to resolve the problem, if still this wife prevents her husband from, you know, doing this, the next stage that has been mentioned in the verse is that the husband should kind of emotionally disconnect from the wife. Right, this has been mentioned here in the verse when God says that he should not allow her to sleep in his same bed. This is a reference to a kind of an emotional disconnection from the wife, staying away from her, not giving her and showing her the same love that he had in order to, you know, change the situation and make it better. What would happen in the situation where still the wife doesn't allow her husband to enjoy sexual relations with her? Now the husband is faced with a few paths before him, one of which is this act of physically hitting his wife. Imam Raza alayhi salam said, وَالزَّرْبُ بِالسِّوَاكْ وَشِبْهِهِ زَرْبًا رَفِيقًا The Imam said that this person should hit his wife with a siwak. A siwak is a small piece of wood, you know, and even bigger than a toothbrush, for example. And also the Imam adds that the hitting, the act of hitting, should be very, very lenient, and it shouldn't be very powerful. It shouldn't cause any kind of physical harm to the wife. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether a husband enjoys the right to beat his wife in Islam or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.